Welcome to Room 33. I am Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, regarding the tragic mess that Iraq is descending into, there are so many divisions that it can make your head spin. Sunni versus Shiite, the importance of state borders versus the reality on the ground, realpolitik versus idealism. If Iraq was on Facebook, its relationship status would be, it's complicated. Well, the United States went into Iraq in March 2003 and changed the Middle East, and we're seeing some of the consequences of that reckless action. But what is done is done. So what does the United States do now? Well, it depends on who you ask. What do former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz think? They wrote this recently. It is time the president and his allies faced some hard truths. America remains at war and withdrawing troops from the field of battle while our enemies stay in the fight does not, quote, end, end quote, wars. Weakness and retreat are provocative. U.S. withdrawal from the world is disastrous and puts our own security at risk. I say this in response. It's time you two face some hard truths. America cannot remain at war for decades at a time and still remain free. This constant battle mentality is destructive to our nation's psyche and our identity. Here's another hard truth. The 2003 Iraq invasion and its aftermath created enemies for the United States. That's right, it created them. And a political dynamic has been produced which we ultimately cannot control. And the more we try to control it, the more the control remains elusive. It's depressing to read these recent lines from some prominent writers, from Dexter Filkins in The New Yorker. The president didn't say it, but he almost certainly wants Maliki to step down, and American diplomats in Baghdad appear to have begun signaling such a desire to other Iraqi leaders. This will be no easy thing. Or this from David Ignatius in The Washington Post. Obama has concluded that Iraq faces all-out civil war and partition unless it replaces Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki with a less sectarian and polarizing leader. U.S. diplomats are floating the names of alternative candidates in Baghdad. This reminds me of past American efforts to try and influence the domestic politics in other places, say South Vietnam, Chile. Isn't it plausible that once Washington starts to meddle more directly and transparently into Iraqi domestic politics, that a new dynamic will be produced in which a party, our leader, or both, will be seen as America's poodle, and then we become the enemy? $1.7 trillion. That's the amount of money the United States has spent through fiscal year 2013 in Iraq. $7 trillion. By 2053, that's what our interest payments are projected to be. That will be due then. Nothing like fighting a war with money that wasn't there. And the human cost, from 2003 to 2011, in terms of being killed directly, almost 4,490 American service members and 134,000 civilians. With apologies to Pottery Barn, we did break Iraq. But how long must we keep buying it? The United States does not need to abandon Iraq. It should not. But it also does not need to throw tons of more money at a problem which was created because of the huge mistake we made in 2003. That's just stupid. So what should we do? Realize that we cannot ultimately control what will happen in Iraq. A majority of the American people agree. A recent poll found that 57% of Americans think that the situation in Iraq is beyond the control of the United States. What we can do is work with forces in the region that seek to stop a wider war from breaking out. That means being flexible and taking advantage of the changing landscape. And yes, that could mean a new relationship with Iran. That would be very difficult because of the past, but it is possible. That same poll found that 53% think that Iran and the United States should, in a limited capacity, work together so that the Iraq situation can be resolved. Mr. President, the times are changing. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.